technology than years ago. That means they stay stuck down, even in Ohio storms. Give us a call. We'll take a look, and you can take advantage of our Fix-A-Leak special for as low as $99. Call Professional Roofing Service online at ProRoofingServices.com. The best commercial roofers, now the best residential roofers.
The Browns are on ESPN 850 WKNR, Cleveland. ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
Brought to you by Kia. The sign-in drive-it sales event is back. Go to MyKiaCleveland.com to learn more. It's 2:03. I'm Matt Fontaine, and the Browns back in prime time tonight as they take on the Washington Redskins. Brownies playing on Monday Night Football for the first time in any capacity since 2008. Team expected to decide their starting quarterback after the game. Brian Hoyer is going to get the start tonight. Johnny Manziel also going to get some first-team reps. This, of course, going to be the deciding game in the competition. But to Johnny, he doesn't have any worries.
For me, there's no pressure. There's no timetable. It's continue to develop as a football player, get smarter, get better. And whenever that time is, I mean, then I'll go out and play football like I've been doing for the past years of my life.
Head coach Mike Pettine expected to announce the starting quarterback for week one against Pittsburgh tomorrow. The starters tonight expected to play the entire first half, possibly into third quarter. On the injury front, wide receiver Josh Gordon expected to play. He had been battling an ab injury. Defensive lineman Desmond Bryant and cornerback Buster Screen are both out for tonight. Screen expected to be out the rest of the preseason, after reportedly having thumb surgery. Browns Redskins kick it off tonight, 8 p.m. Pregame starts at 3 right here in your home for the Browns, ESPN 850 WKNR. And a baseball in the travel day today, team on the way to Minnesota to start a 3-game set with the Twins tomorrow. Back to Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's new, it's interactive, it's free, it's Dog Pound Drive, the Cleveland Browns fan pregame. Don't miss music, food trucks, a Browns beer garden, and more. It's all happening next to First Energy Stadium on Alfred Lerner Way, starting 3 hours before every home kickoff. Don't miss this Saturday's Dog Pound Drive pregame before the Browns versus Rams from 5 to 8 p.m. The Dog Pound Drive. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci live from Maryland, where the Browns will take on the Washington Redskins tonight, 8 p.m. Monday Night Football. And we're going to go to the phones. We got the question that's out there right now was, what must these quarterbacks do in order to secure the job today? What do they got? And what do they have to do? Vic and I will answer. But right now, we're going to go to the phones. We've got Billy in North Ridgeville. Billy,
hi guys.
What's going
on? How
are
you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
You know, I listened to the interview with Brian Hoyer a few minutes back. Let me ask you guys a question. Does Brian Hoyer sound like a confident quarterback? Does he sound like a leader? You know, like the Kellys, like the Elways, the Kozars, the Mannings. Does he sound confident as a leader? Could take charge on the field to you guys?
All right. Well, I'll answer it this way. I don't go by how someone sounds. I know exactly where you're going with this.
Yeah.
And you raise a valid point. But comparing how a guy expresses himself, communicates with others that you mentioned, the Hall of Famers that you mentioned, who, in the case of a Kelly, watching him from basically the infancy of his career growing into the player he became, and he came in with that swagger and that ownership of the situation, of the ground on which he stood. And some guys just have that and others don't. And so, to be fair, no, I don't think he projects himself in a manner that gets your attention. It's erudite, it's analytical, and it doesn't seem like take charge approach. That does not mean, however, for a second, that he is or could be considered a less than successful quarterback because he doesn't project himself in the most commanding way. But yes, the greats of this game do have that sound, and the other guys are kind of the other guys. But I'm not judging how he sounds as a reason to doubt his ability to lead.
I would agree with that, and also it comes from doing it. Tom Brady, though, was wired that way. You go back and you watch those America's games about the year that he came in and led them to the Super Bowl as a rookie. You were very impressed by that. Ben Roethlisberger, similar situation as a young quarterback in Pittsburgh. Some people have that. I think for Brian Hoyer, given that he was not an early pick and given that, you know, he's not necessarily wired, I think, quite the same way a guy like Tom Brady is, He needs to prove it on the field and lead by example, and then it'll give him more confidence to be that vocal. I think this competition has in some ways worn on Brian Hoyer, and it's understandable. This is a tough situation for him to be in, and Mike Pettine set him up, I think, with a very tough situation tonight, and it's good because if Brian Hoyer is going to be successful and is going to be your week one starter and is going to get you through the opening and beyond, because listen, if he comes out and plays well, he's going to quarterback this entire season.
Yes.
He needs to have that resolve, and today's game and the pressure he's under, if he can come through, it will galvanize him and help in that regard.
Yeah, I don't care if it wears on him, and it's understandable that it might be, but that is a good thing. And if the wear and tear of this thing, you know, whatever it does to his psyche, it better just make him stronger. That's the only thing it can do. If he comes out of this thing and is a broken man because of it, and he won't be, but I'm just saying that that's a potential result that it wore on you so much that, oh, my God, I couldn't take that. Well, then you're not meant to be the quarterback. A quarterback has to withstand these sorts of things. It goes with the territory. He's the first to tell you that. Lavelle in Cleveland joins us now. Lavelle, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Great. What do you got?
Tonight for the preseason game, I'm looking for – I remember a few weeks ago you had two guys on. I think they're from SI who went from training camp, talking about the things they saw. They were talking about our system and how it takes, you know, 2 to 3 years for the offensive line to gel. So I want to see, you know –
That was when Pat Kerwin was there from Sirius.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Right.
I don't think it does take a while to pick up the nuances of the zone blocking, but I think that this is a line that has done it pretty well, and I actually have talked to Ben Tate about this extensively because he's been behind a line that did it extremely well in Houston, and I asked where we are, and he said that this line is very close to being most of the way there, basically is how he put it, but he thinks that the ceiling for this line when they fully master it is incredibly high, and he believes that it will happen sooner rather than later, as in this season, not that far away.
That's okay.
You got Thank you, Lavelle. All right, Vic, I want to get back to our question here, which is what do you need to see from either Brian Hoyer or Johnny Manziel? You can answer for both to be named the starter without question in your mind tomorrow. What needs to happen? Let's start with Brian Hoyer, the starter.
Well, it's going to be the same thing applying to both guys, and it is produce a touchdown. And show the ability to get this team in the end zone. Give us a reason to feel that this is going to go somewhere. I don't just want to see a guy who avoids mistakes, even though that's his forte and is efficient. I want to see some plays made, and I want to see a reason for me to trust that when he's out there, he can move this team effectively. He will have the first team offensive line. He will have most of the weapons, including Josh Gordon, to catch the ball. I believe Jordan Cameron's going to be in there as well. I don't know how extensively he'll play, but I want to see some signs that this offense, all things considered, including its run-oriented nature, but that there's some balance, there's some success, how he handles this blitzing Jim Haslett defense that's going to come after him in a lot of different ways, because Haslett is going to want to show on the primetime stage that his defense is back in form, that he's got the pieces healthy again, and that he wants his team to show out, or his defense to show out. So I need to see that from Hoyer. I want to see the sense of command. I want to see in his body language how he carries himself in a way that the pressure not only hasn't gotten to him, but that he's responding to it, that he relishes this pressure, because most of it is on him. Johnny Manziel, again, same thing, get the team in the end zone. And I guess I want to see Johnny Manziel. I know I want to see him do what he is supposed to do when the bright lights of primetime are on. Look like that guy. Show us that this is when you respond, Johnny. You might not be the best practice quarterback. You might not know this offense all that well, but turn it on tonight. Show everything. Show the nation what we're expecting to see from you. Don't give me ordinary. Don't give me, I screwed up a play and I don't really know it, so we're ad-libbing. I mean, I want to see you make plays, and whether it's on throwing and running, whatever it might be, and don't get hurt while you're running.
I like that. Yes, don't get hurt. No injuries, first of all. For me, I want to say this. Brian Hoyer, I want to see you come out guns a-blazing, respond to this pressure, meet it head on, and show me your best when it matters the absolute most to you. This is what you've been waiting for your entire life. You are one good quarter most likely away. One good quarter, not all game, one good quarter likely away from fulfilling your childhood dream of being the starting quarterback for your hometown Cleveland Browns. I want to see him come out. I want to see him be accurate. I want the ball placement good. I don't want it in the neighborhood. Yeah, they could have caught it. I want ball placement, guys are open, to be right there. I want the ball out quickly. I want good decisions to be made. And most importantly, when this team gets either in the red zone or in third and long situations and everybody knows he's throwing, I want him still to be able to make those plays, to keep drives moving, and ultimately get this team into the end zone. Brian Hoyer is fantastic on first and second down. But Brian Hoyer, for him to be a successful quarterback and for this offense to exceed expectations, he will need to be a good third down quarterback. That's the biggest pressure down. This is the biggest pressure situation, I believe, of his entire career, because when he went in against Minnesota, he had nothing to lose. Nothing to lose whatsoever. Only to gain. And he did that, and he was moving on from that. Tonight, he's got everything to lose if he falls completely on his face. And I want to see Brian Hoyer not do that. I want to see him come out and play well and meet the pressure. That's what I want to see from Brian Hoyer.
The one caveat, you've stated it perfectly, but I also think you've asked for maybe a little more than in a preseason game you might get vis-a-vis the game planning. I'm not sure that he or any quarterback, and this applies to Johnny too, is best prepared the way a quarterback normally would for a regular season
Fair.
Game just because you don't game plan.
Fair. Fair.
Now, what about Johnny?
For Johnny Manziel, I want to see him come out, as you said, under the bright lights and just flat out make plays. I want to see Johnny Manziel make plays with his arm, make plays with his legs. And I want to see Johnny Manziel answer some of the critics who said, even though he ran for 16 yards on third and eight, that wasn't the right play because he left the pocket early, picked up the first down, could have hit Taylor Gabriel on the backside dig. This time he's going to be working with the first-team offensive line. And if they turn in a performance similar to what they did against Detroit when they allowed just one pressure and 15 dropbacks and no quarterback hits, he's going to have the opportunity to go through his reads, go through his progressions, and make plays for the pocket. When that's there, I want to see that. When it's not there, I want to see him do Johnny Manziel, Johnny football things, run around, make plays, be smart, get out of bounds, slide when it's time to slide. But most of all, get this team into the end zone and continue to bring that energy and excitement he does when he's on the field. Ultimately, if Brian Hoyer does what I set out, Brian Hoyer's the starting quarterback. Doesn't matter what Johnny Manziel does.
No, you're right, and I love it. He's a quarter of a way, and he just has to not screw it up. But I mean, it's kind of that simple.
He's still got to show me something positive.
I want to see positive, but not screwing it up is I think, going to be enough. It's going to be enough because I think he has done enough. Remember, the judgment for him being a starter didn't just begin with last week's preseason game at Detroit, right? This is cumulative. This is practices. This is scrimmage. This is everything. These are OTA workouts. This is the day-to-day evaluation of a coaching staff and what they're piecing together. They are working with a larger body of information, play in and play out, than the rest of us are. And they're collectively working with different sets of observations from the eyeballs, not only of Kyle Shanahan, the offensive coordinator, Dow Loggins, the quarterback's coach, Mike Pettine, the head coach, Ray Farmer, you know, weighing in the way he's weighing in. And in that circle of knowledge or determination, they're kicking around a lot of different things. And you and I have our observations, and some of the things we see may be things that they don't necessarily see, or there are things that we see that they are considering. And I know how closely you've charted all these practices and how we've talked about this on a daily basis and looked at the practice tape, and probably as well as anyone who isn't a scout or a coach could do because of the effort and time we've put into it. And I'm not going to discount other media who are trying to do the same thing on a practice-by-practice, game-by-game, play-by-play basis, or a fan base trying to do the same thing. There are a million different opinions. Only one opinion matters when this is all said and done, and it may be for reasons that don't totally tie into every player, everything you've seen there. It's a collective thought, a gut feel, a general body of work sense versus the other body of work sense, where a guy is now versus where another guy is going to be. You're projecting. When you make thoughts about a starter, it many times it isn't clear cut. It isn't going to be as easy as we hope it is tonight. We're sitting here saying this is what we want to see, and if we see these conclusive things, we'll know that quarterback A is the starter and quarterback B shouldn't be the starter. But it doesn't always come out that clearly.
It doesn't. I just now have the sense that everything is pointing to Brian Hoyer. So
yeah, of course.
I want to see Brian Hoyer do well so that when you are comfortable with that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
there doesn't need to be second guessing. Hoyer's ready. He's going to be the starter. I got in the sense all along that that's Mike Pettine's preference to start Brian Hoyer week one on the road against Dick LeBeau
and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
So I want to see him.
You don't want regret.
I want to see him look good and make everybody feel comfortable with that and make the coaches and make his teammates feel comfortable with that.
But no matter what the decision is tonight, the answer of the decision, the result, the answer we know, isn't coming until not only a different time, that September 7th opener is our beginning of it all, but different circumstances. I mean, the circumstances are entirely different in terms of what this team is doing to get ready for a regular season game and what that team is doing to prepare to face Brian Hoyer likely in that regular season game. All right, we are going to have much, much more. We want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. We know this quarterback topic and any other topic, it's a call your shot Monday, so we want to hear what you have to say about this game. We're going to have a conversation coming up with we're going to have sound also from Johnny Manziel next, from the weekend, and we'll play that in its entirety. He met with reporters. But Ashley Fox joining us in about 10 or so minutes from ESPN.com. And then at 2:45, Gerard Cherry, the three topics with a three-time Super Bowl champ. He's Nathan Zagura. I'm Vic Carucci. We are here in Annapolis, Maryland.
That's right.
That's right. We are here awaiting this kickoff tonight in Landover, Maryland, with you, with the Cleveland Browns on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.